I don't know, how much you had a chance to prepare. So when I was preparing, I really found the bottom one first. I was working around this Yemei Chanukah, those notes. But I don't think for presentation purposes, I think we should say that last. So okay, so this first shmooze, someone blurted to me, I think Shimon Gwanter blurted this shmooze to me right before the Shabbos shmooze a couple weeks ago in the Medrash, which is not the one I'm saying over here. Vayishma Reuven Vayitzilehu. Reuven heard what happened with Yosef, with the brothers, and he saved him. Vayechan Hoya. What do you mean Reuven heard about it? Where was Reuven that he had to first hear about what happened? Where was he? So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nechem, Rabbanan, three shittas. Rabbi Yossi, Yomar, Kolech, Vechem, Hem, Hayim, Meshamish, Aviv, Yomo, Vos, Yom, Shuven, Hayim. Every day they took turns helping their father, and Reuven was on duty that day. He was on call, so he wasn't around. Rabbi Nechem, Yomar, Reuven, Ani, Bechor, Vein, Has, Sirchon, Tolo, Yalabi. It's my responsibility. I'm the Bechor. So afterwards, when Yaakov has tainas and he's looking to escape for a scapegoat, excuse the pun, so he's going to come to me. So what was the shmooze? That was the one that Shimon said to me, right? So what? Therefore, what? So Memela, Reuven didn't participate. He didn't join. Okay, I'll say the shmooze in the next one, but that's the one that Shimon told me, which I think I had said that shmooze once upon a time. I want to concentrate on the next one now. Rabbanan Amri, Amar Reuven, Humona Osi Amachi, Veni Matzilo. He's counting me together with all my brothers. Look what the great benefit Yosef did for me. He's including me with all my brothers, and I'm not going to save him. Ani Yisi Saver, Shenidachti Mikoach Osa Maisa. I thought I was put in cherem because of Osa Maisa, that whole Maisa with switching around the beds. As Rashi says, V'hu mono si imachi. I thought I was excommunicated from being one of the Shiftei Ka. And he's counting me together with my brothers. As Yosef, when he said over the dream, he said there are 11 stars bowing down to me. Veni Matzilo, I'm not going to save him. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ata Pitachta Tchila Batzilas Nefashos. You were the first one to be involved with saving lives. Chayecha. I swear to you, Shei Mafrishin Ori Mikla Tchila Batachumecha. So I give you my word that when we have the Ori Miklat, which also saves lives, it's going to be in your portion. So if you want to know why the Ori Miklat were in Shevet Reuven, it's because Reuven was involved in saving Yosef. So the Ori Miklat, which saves lives, so Reuven gets it in his portion. Special schus. So this is pretty remarkable. Just to deher a few things. First of all, they were being done, Reuven and his brothers were being done on an innocent man. Right? Innocent until proven guilty. So they'll be done on Yosef. And without this particular act of chesed that Yosef did for him, Reuven would have paskened that Yosef's chayv misa. Like the brothers paskened his chayv misa. Not only was Stam an innocent man, but it was their brother. It was Yosef, it was their brother they were passing on. Still, without this act, they were going to throw him out and kill him. just to declare that if anything, Reuven should have been more incensed over this dream that Yosef had more than the brothers, because Reuven was the Bechor. So Bechor gets Pishnayim. So whatever Yosef was taking from the brothers, which was why they paskened his Chayav Misa, it was a Rodev somehow, Reuven was going to lose Pishnayim. Whatever the brothers were upset about, he should have been upset twice over. But if not for this act. And we also have to deher that Yosef was just saying over his dream. And he was saying over a dream he had. A and B can't exactly, Yosef had no intent, had no intention of trying to help Reuven, Bechor. Now, he wasn't saying this to make Reuven feel good. He was just saying over to his father, his brothers, this dream. And yet, Reuven is overwhelmed by this hargosha that he owes Yosef a deep debt of gratitude. He has such hakaras hatov. And just the deher that the hakaras hatov would not allow in an imrachim bedin. You can't say, okay, I'm a judge, and now someone's chayv misa, but you know, he once loaned me money, or he once helped me out in business, so therefore, you know, I'm going to let him off the hook. That's usur. Can't do that. He's chayv misa, he's chayv misa. So the brothers paskin, this is, you know, al pi, you know, all the mefarshim, the sfarno, famous Arat Safon brings this down, the whole discussion of Mechiras Yosef, not like we read about in the storybooks. This is Kula L'Shem Shemayim. And the author says it beautifully that they were never, the brothers were never even punished for the actual psak that Yosef was Chayav Misa. The whatever Avera took place was not in the decision. Ein dayan dan elam mashen avros. A judge can only judge what his eyes see. And they judge that he's Chayav Misa. What do you want from them? That's the dayan's responsibility. Here are the facts. The etzem psak, there was no judgment on. So you see that the facts, exhibit A, B, and C, led 11 of the Shvat, 10 of the Shvatim to Paskin his Chayav Misa. And yet, in order for Reuven to not participate, it couldn't be just as a curse of Tov, I can't do that to Reuven. That would be Usser. He has to Paskin. So you have to say that Reuven, because this Hakaras HaTov, was able to get deeper into the truth. He was able to see things in the facts that the brothers didn't see. The Hakaras HaTov pushed him to a whole new level of understanding. That's why I quoted the Sforno over here. You see that that was the case. Hello, Marti Aleichem Altech To B'Yalad. It's the same parsha. Reuven is saying that he was not mechavin to cause you death when he did what he did. He was young, immature. He didn't do so. The Sforno says it straight that Reuven paskin differently than the brothers. Reuven paskin that he was not chayv misa. He was not deserving of Misa. He wasn't just saying Atzakar Satov, he's Chayav Misa, but I'm going to say he's not Chayav Misa. I don't think anyone here is going to suggest that. I don't think you're going to suggest that. So, but if you want to suggest that, we have a good fight. So, that means that this Hakar Satov, the Mid of Hakar Satov, has the ability to totally make us understand facts differently than Shiftei Ka. This is so powerful. As it appears one way to everyone, to the great Gaonim of the Dar, And to Reuven, he saw it totally differently. And you wouldn't even think it's such a great act. Yosef had no kavanah to help Reuven. I don't know if this is a tzir also. He had no kavanah to help him, and he was only saying over a dream. It's like he didn't even say it. He only said over what he dreamt. He didn't have, not only he didn't have kavanah to help Reuven, he didn't even have kavanah to have the dream. So it's like many steps removed from, you know, that usually you have a hakar satov commensurate with how much the person helped you. So if the person had no kavanah to help you, and he didn't even do anything. It wasn't even him that did it. It was something that someone, a dream he had in his head. He said over what dream he had. He didn't conjure it up even. It's like more removed even. And yet that responsibility of having a kar satov drives us, what's supposed to drive us, to be able to examine the facts in ways that get us to places we never could have gotten to. That's if we develop that midah. We develop the midah of Hakar HaTov, we could examine the same facts. To the naked eye, it looks one way. But because of Hakar HaTov, this person did so much for me, I have to be able to understand it. Let me think it through differently. And you come with a whole new set, a whole different understanding. It's possible you could say the same shmooze on the Bechor part, but they're a different time. But just concentrate on this midah of Hakar HaTov. It's such a great chiddush. It's not just you have a responsibility of Hakar HaTov. Okay, a responsibility of Hakar HaTov. So I'm going to go bring him Shalach Manas. I'm making a nice Shalach Manas. I go to him and help him. But more than that, it just changes the whole way you view it and examine it, understand it. It's like a responsibility that one has. That, wow, you have to look at it differently. Look at him differently. And we have a Karas HaTov. Okay, similarly, you see in this Gemara Bava Kama, Rabba said to Rabba Bar Mari, that a well that a person drank from, you shouldn't throw whatever clumps of garbage in. As it says, Lo tesoiv adomi, you shouldn't despise an adomi, ki achichu is your brother. Lo tesoiv mitzvi, you should not despise an Egyptian, ki ger hayisa barzo, because he hosted you in his land. How Rashi interprets it. And the Anaf Yosef on the Ein Yaakov brings down on this Gemara, Kemashikosar Rambam, I think it says Bemora Nevuchim, I think it's Bemora, I thought it was Sukkah, but Kemashikosar Rambam, as the Rambam writes, Al Hamotze Dover Echad Tov B'Sefer Echad. If you find something good in a book, I don't know if it means safer. I don't know which word he would use. What word means book? So, I don't know if safer means safer or safer means book. But the translation of safer is book. So I'm translating it as book. So if you find something good in a book, shloyaligalav b'shar dvarim shemotzibo. You should not make fun of it if you find other things in it. And that's a quote from the Gra. As the Gra writes this, Kamash Kasar Rambam, the Anaf Yosef is just quoting the Gra. So a few comments. First of all, this book must have been pretty bad. You know, if it was a sefer, I would say you shouldn't speak bad about a sefer, even if you don't agree with something. I don't know, don't make fun of a sefer. It has kedusha, whatever. You don't need a karsa tov. You don't make fun of a sefer. So that's why I think sefer means book. But the sefer must have been pretty bad. If he has to tell you, the only reason you're not making fun of it is because it taught you something already in it. It's like an inanimate object, the book. The book doesn't have any feelings. And the only reason you're not supposed to say anything is only got to this Hakaras HaTov. And this is the mashal to the Mitzri. That we can't despise the Mitzrim because we were hosts in the land. This is like a tremendous responsibility not to despise the Mitzrim. That's fair to say. They tortured us. Nations that tortured us. It sounds like, you know, it's Yosef Midai. To despise the land is like, is the Pasuk is saying over here, we have the ability to, you know, Ad kan v'lo Yoser. We have ability to control. I don't know, human nature. The people that went through the pogroms, you know, can't even buy merchandise that was made in that country. Okay, maybe they still would do that again, so you don't want to support them. You know, come up with svaras, but the etzem hatred for the Mitzri, at a certain level, I don't know what tesoiv means. I don't know what level tesoiv is. I don't know. It's probably some level. I assume there's a certain amount of animosity one can have, but Yosef Midai we can't do. There's a certain level of akar satov even there. That means we have the ability to even control our emotion. Because it's something that, without this emotion, you're supposed to make fun of the book. It's pretty bad. It probably has who knows what in there. Just this that ability to have this Hakaras HaTov. It's a great responsibility. Okay, I don't think there have been a Bechayas for now. Just to get to my, what drew me to all this, I was just fascinated by this. Kasev is Sefer Chut HaMashulish. Sharbenu Hagon Bal Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer Hayirog Yolomer Shalachain Hishmit Rabbeinu HaKadosh Inyan Chanukah Velo Hizkiru B'Mishnah. Fascinating that the why didn't Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, why didn't he include Chanukah in the Mishnayos? Chronologically, I am not the Jewish history buff. We have to get Rabbi Fried here, tell you the chronology. This question about he learns Navi, he knows the chronology. But Chanukah happened before the Mishnayos. Ari? Chanukah happened before the Mishnayos, at least from, I assume the Chassam Sofer knew. So Chanukah happened before the Mishnayos. So why wasn't it included in the Mishnayos? Should have been there. That's pretty fascinating. Below his kibbutz Mishnah, Pimashkas Ramban Zal. The reason why it wasn't written is because what the Ramban says. There were too many Marmakomas as it was, so but he quotes it here. Pashas Vayechi. Ala Pasuk Lo Yasser Shevet Yehuda. That's one of the psukim of the brachas of Yaakov, lo yaser shevet miyehuda, and the Ramban Taka writes over there that the shevet Yehuda was given malchus, and it should not be taken away from them. Lo yaser shevet miyehuda, ki ze haya onesh hachashmonoim. This was the punishment. This is why the chashmonoim were punished. Shemolchu b'ayisheni. They ruled during the second Beis Hamikdash. Kehayu Chaside Elyon, they were tzaddikim, Chaside Elyon. V'lamolei heim, if this is all quote of the Ramban, and if not for the Chashmonoim, nishtakhu haTorah v'mitzvos miYisrael. Torah and mitzvos would have been forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Can you imagine? If not for the Chashmonoim, this is the great nes of Hanukkah, there would have been no Torah or mitzvos in Klal Yisrael, Rechmona Litzlan. Vaval Pikain, and nevertheless, Nenshu Onish Gadol. The Chashmonoim were punished. Ki Arba B'nei Chashmonoi Hazokin, the four children of Chashmonoim, Hamolchim Zerachazet, that ruled in Klal Yisrael one after the other, in Kol Gvurosam V'Hatzlachosam, with all their might and success, this is all the Ramban, Naflu Biyad Oivim,
They fell into the hands of their enemies, the Chashmonaim did, ultimately, becherev by sword, v'igia ha'onesh besof. And they were destined, and they ultimately were punished. The Mashamru Chazal, kol manda, this is Gemara Bava Basra, kol manda mibeis Chashmonai, kvasina, whoever says they come from the house of Chashmonaim, avdahu, he's an Eved. Shenichsu kulam bavanazeh.
They were all destroyed and wiped out because of this avera of lo yaseh shevim Yehuda.
Shemolchu, that they ruled, lo hayim mizera Yehuda and beis David. They were not from Yehuda and David. V'siru hashevet machokik legamri. Their scepter was totally taken away from them. V'yonash midah keneged midah. And their punishment was midah keneged midah. Shehim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avdehem Aleihem.
What a Kadosh Baruch Hu to, because they ruled when they weren't supposed to. They ruled over Yehuda. They had no business ruling over Yehuda. Because they went over their master, so to speak.
So Hashem did Mida Kenega Mida. V'hem Mechrisim Sham Akan Lashono. So what did Hashem do? So Hashem made their Avadim,
Chashmonaim's Avadim, rule over them ultimately, and they were wiped out.
Vine Rebbe mi de base David Kasi. This is like mind-boggling. Rebbe came from base David. Kidisa b'Shabbos Daf Nun Vav. Rebbe does mi David mahapech v'darash b'schus et David. That Rebbe who came from the house of David, he debes darshan psukim in David's favor to make David look good. Al kein lo sidah b'miuchad in yonei Chanukah.
Because Rebbe came from Shevet Yehuda and David. So he didn't want to talk about Hanukkah, because if Rabbi Yehuda is going to speak about Hanukkah in Mishnayos, it's going to be apparent that the Chashmonaim were in charge, and my family was from Shevet Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is not going to write a story about the Chashmonaim, because the Chashmonaim were ruling over his Shevet. I'm not going to include that in the Mishnayos. Chutzpah. I'm not doing that. I'm from Shevet Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, you know, the pen is mightier than the sword, and I'm not putting it in, because my family was from Shevet Yehuda, and I'm not writing a story that has the Chashmonaim as the ones in charge. Right? Now I see everyone's making faces. That doesn't sound very nice. But you were mechaven. This one caught my attention. I did a bad job copying it. But I am Betshuvas Maritz, I don't know who that is, or Chaim Simonai Ches. Shepikbe Kashoel, the asker questioned, Hayitachin? Is this possible? Lakshov Kain or Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Is it possible to think something like this about Rabbeinu HaKadosh? Sheba'avar Kfodo, the covered base of Osav, because of his honor and the honor to his ancestors? Yastir lefarsim nes. Oh, what does it say after that? Whatever. That he would do that. And he answers that I don't have the words here. Well, maybe I have a copy here. Original copy. Oh, I have original copy. Bidorash, I'm sorry, no. Yasu lefasim neis Chanukah veheshiv, and he the Maritz answers, Sharbeinu Hakadosh kavanoso hay l'shem shemayim, and he answered that Rabbeinu Hakadosh, his intent, his kavana was l'shem shemayim. So what does that mean, l'shem shemayim? What's l'shem shemayim? Because he was from, because Yehuda Nasi was from, his ancestry was from David HaMelech, was from Shevet Yehuda. So what's the Shem Shemayim? So I just want to say this. This I heard B'Shem Rabbi Rash, said of a beautiful vart here. And he said that that the what's the, just to understand, what's this L'shem Shemayim? So he said that, you know, Pashtus, when you read this, and others say the same thing, why wasn't it written in the Mishnayos? They give similar answers. What, and they give different answers, but the Maritz's answer that it was L'shem Shemayim, the pshat is that when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi delved into Yehuda, his ancestry, and David HaMelech, and he deherred that how much he owes them, that alone drove his decision. There was L'shem Shemayim here, was that he was cool L'shem Shemayim. There was not any molecules of honor, of his own honor, that went in over here. It was pure, purely in the, he was able to control, and he touched it up from this speed, which was why I was discussing Akaras HaTov, but he described this as like an Inyan of Akaras HaTov. And he had this Akaras HaTov from, you know, like, this is who I am. I come from Shevet Yehuda. I come from David HaMelech. And because I exist only because of them, that drove the fact that this is not proper to write into the Mishnayos. It wouldn't be proper. That was the only kavana that he had. This is mind-boggling that a person can have, you know, such control. Obviously, it would be honorable for himself not to include it. But obviously, we're not going to say such a pshat, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. But the word here was that it was purely Hakaras HaTov. It was the Hakaras HaTov of, this is who I am. And you think about where I come from, Shevet Yehuda, from David HaMelech. This and only this is what drove his decision. He felt it was not appropriate to put into the Mishnayos. That's pretty amazing gvura. You have so much, so many, I guess, mundane and mortal reasons to react, but we could have all of our decisions made by Das Torah. Include it to the Mishnayos and not include Mishnayos. What do you do? I would have said, you know, put it in. I'm not going to stand on ceremony. It was a major piece in Jewish history. But his decision to not include it was kula l'shem Shemayim. Wow, look how much he had to get over. I'm sure there may have been some personal reasons why he would not want to put it. Yet that wasn't why he put it in. That's what Maritz is saying. It wasn't included. It was kula l'shem Shemayim. It was just a depiction of the gevura. You know, we saw from the first shmooze that it even changes how we think halacha l'maisa. He came out with a different psak than 10 other shvatim Reuven did. So that Mida Karstel was able to change the koach ha-psak. And like the Gra quoted, even some natural feelings, hargashas, eternal hargashas, can be dictated by Das Torah. What feelings am I supposed to have? And then we see from Rebbe that to have the ability to be able to decide whether it gets included or not, totally the Shem Shemayim. So we have to realize that, okay, we may have a lot of hargashas, but we have to question them. Are our hargashas, we have a feeling so that we want to speak out, make a machah. So we have to think through, you know, it could be they are, I'm not saying they're not, but we have to question them, question ourselves. We want to, you know, move forward, make decisions. Are they dictated by Chazal, by Halacha, by Torah values? Very possible yes, very possible not. It has to be thought through carefully. Musa b'spailus, speak to our parents, whatever, rebbeim. and try and make the right decisions.